This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are 150,000 convenience stores in America, many connected to gas stations. But with that social distancing, even if people do stop for gas, will they come into the store where many of the profits are made? Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
When driving around his city, energy economist Ed Herz at the University of Houston noticed several gas stations offering discounts up to 10 cents off per gallon if you pay cash.
There's an encouragement to go in and talk to the clerks, maybe just to drive sales in the convenience store, but it would seem to misplace the social distancing that we're trying to accomplish.
Herz says in the past, gas stations gave cash discounts to pass along savings if credit card fees were avoided. Now, he says it's to bring foot traffic to the store. That is where the real money is made, says Richard Ingrew, at the Rainbow Fuel Stop in Meeker, Oklahoma.
Our deli and our inside sales is what we survive off of. Its gas has never really been it.
But convenience stores are tight quarters, where shoppers are close together. They touch the coffee pots and the donut cases. Ingrew says his store is safe.
We hose this place down just about every 20 to 30 minutes now. We wipe down tables, go out there, wipe down pumps. No more refills. You can't refill your cups.
Some public health advocates have concerns, though. Small stores don't always have cleaning staffs. And to workplace health specialist Nellie Brown at Cornell, the employees they do have can be overworked.
I'm concerned that if people working in a store don't get sufficient breaks, they're not going to get time to wash their hands.
The industry group for convenience stores says it's sharing guidelines on cleaning, distancing, and avoiding shared handles and utensils. But it won't be easy, says epidemiology and public health professor Melissa Laska at the University of Minnesota.
They have to just say, we're not going to sell bakery items, we're not going to sell salad bar items, or we're not going to sell coffee. That can really cut into the bottom line.
For all the challenges, convenience stores do have permission to stay open. The federal government deems their workers essential. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.